Here is a simple yes or no question. The Supreme Court has just ruled that states may keep girls and women's sports for biological females. Do you agree with it? On the 4th of July, reporters put that question to House Democrats in the Capitol hallways, and one by one, the answers came back. One congressman said the country spends, quote, far too much time obsessing over that. Another blamed the culture wars. A third said it simply wasn't Washington's business. Several said they hadn't heard the decision had come down. It had come down 5 days earlier. 79% of the country had an answer to that question. Their elected representatives did not. You're listening to Civic Intelligence, where the receipts do the arguing. Today, a 9-0 Supreme Court ruling, a poll that 79% of the country agrees with, and a caucus of elected officials who suddenly, urgently, had nothing to say. Start with the ruling, because both sides spun it, and the truth is narrower than either one. On June 30, 2026, the Supreme Court decided a case called West Virginia versus BPJ, consolidated with a companion case, Little versus Hecox. There are two numbers to hold on to. The first is the one almost nobody mentioned. On the question of Title IX, whether these state laws amount to illegal sex discrimination in schools, the court was unanimous. 9-0. All nine justices, the three liberals included, agreed that limiting girls' and women's teams to biological females does not violate the statute. This was not a party-line bill. It was the Supreme Court, and even its liberal wing signed the core holding. The second number is the 6-3 split, and it came on a separate constitutional question. Equal protection. Justice Brett Kavanaugh wrote for the majority. States, he wrote, may, quote, maintain women's and girls' sports for biological females and set eligibility based on biological sex, while adding that transgender athletes deserve respect and should not be, quote, ostracized or vilified. In dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor, joined by Justices Kagan and Jackson, argued the majority, quote, inflicts hardship on those it disfavors. Now, the part the loudest voices on both sides got wrong. This is not a nationwide ban. The court did not ban anything. It held that states may pass these laws, 27 have, while leaving fully in place the roughly 21 to 23 states, including California and Massachusetts, where transgender athletes remain eligible today. That distinction is exactly why the fact-checkers at PolitiFact rated a celebratory presidential post. Half true, the court permitted state bans. It did not create a national one. So the ruling put one clean question to House Democrats. Do you agree with it? On the 4th of July, Fox News Digital's Hannah Brennan collected their answers in the Capitol hallways. Most would not give one, and the ways they avoided it are worth hearing. Congressman Jim McGovern, Democrat of Massachusetts, said, quote, I think we spend far too much time obsessing over that. Then changed the subject to, quote, the dysfunction here in Washington, which he called a disaster. Congresswoman Sidney Kamlager Dove, Democrat of California, pivoted to the economy and to, quote, the culture wars that we allow to divide us, which, she said, quote, don't do anything to feed our kids. Congressman Seth Magaziner, Democrat of Rhode Island, argued it wasn't Washington's call at all, let parents and local officials decide, and that he, quote, doesn't think this is something politicians in Washington should be involved in, which is a striking position for a politician in Washington to take, given that 8 months earlier, a great many politicians in Washington had been very eager to get involved. But hold that thought. Exactly one member gave a straight answer. Congresswoman Sarah Elfrith, Democrat of Maryland, called the ruling, quote, unfortunate, and said the justices, quote, didn't get a lot right today. Agree with her or not, she answered the question that was asked. Fox reported that several other House Democrats did not know the decision had even been handed down. And at the top of the party? Silence. In a companion report on July 2nd, Fox's Adam Pack found that House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat of New York, had issued no statement on the ruling and did not respond to Fox's outreach. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York, was likewise quiet. Here is why the dodge is the story and not the ruling. The position these officials would not defend is one their own voters overwhelmingly hold. A New York Times and Ipsos poll in January of 2025 found that 79% of Americans say transgender athletes should not compete in women's sports, against just 18% who say they should. That 79% included 94% of Republicans, 64% of independents, and 67% of Democrats. It is not a one-poll fluke. Gallup, surveying in May of 2025, found 69% of Americans say athletes should compete only on teams matching their birth sex, up from 62% 4 years earlier. So, when Congressman McGovern says the country spends far too much time obsessing over this issue, he is describing an issue on which 67% of his own party's voters already agree with the ruling he would not discuss. And then there is the brief, the detail that gives the whole dodge its edge, because it is on paper in the court's own file. In November of 2025, according to Fox News, roughly 130 congressional Democrats signed a friend of the court brief urging the justices to rule the other way for the transgender athletes, the 18% position. Many of the same members now blaming culture wars or professing not to have heard the news had 8 months earlier formally, in writing, asked the court to come out the other way. When it didn't, they didn't reverse themselves. They just stopped talking about it. Not every Democrat ran for the fog machine. Congressman Don Davis, Democrat of North Carolina, broke ranks and endorsed the ruling outright, saying states, quote, possess the legal authority to maintain separate sports teams based on biological sex, and that Title IX, quote, has played a vital role in expanding athletic opportunities for women and girls. He was the exception that proved the rule. Here is the bottom line. The Supreme Court upheld a position that 79% of Americans and 67% of Democrats tell pollsters they share on a Title IX holding so clear that even the court's three liberal justices signed it, 9-0. Asked whether they agreed, the House Democratic leadership said nothing, and the rank and file changed the subject. 8 months after roughly 130 of them had asked the court to rule the other way. The question this leaves is not whether the ruling was right. It is why elected officials will not tell their own constituents where they stand on a decision those same constituents overwhelmingly support. It turns out, culture wars is a remarkably convenient place to stand when you would rather not answer the question. Every fact in this episode, the vote splits, the verbatim quotes, the polling, and the brief, is linked and sourced in the print version, from the Supreme Court's own opinion to Fox News Digital's hallway reporting. Read every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. And if you want the next accountability story read to you, subscribe. New episodes wherever you get your podcasts.